G'day, friends, family, visitors. My name is Vidius Ferreira, and it's my privilege of just sharing encouragement for today. And yes, I've been part of this wonderful show for our family in Stellenbosch for the last 8 years. It's an amazing journey. And yeah, as we journey through the book of Acts, it's quite a relevant book for the times we're living in. And yesterday we had a look at chapter 26, where Paul had this amazing opportunity to give his testimony. And I just want to challenge each one of us this morning, because this is where it all starts. It's having a testimony. And Paul gives this amazing classical example of how to give your testimony. And he says, this is my life before I met Jesus. And then he gives this beautiful encounter of what happened, how he met Jesus. He was knocked off his horse, and he encountered Jesus, and how that changed his life. And then afterwards, he gives how after meeting Jesus and being born again, how his life changed, and the things, the old things that are passed, and everything became new to him. And after this, Paul gets put on a ship and to Rome to go and stand before Caesar. Of course, that's what he called. That's what his the people decided for him to do. And on this ship, with 276 people, Paul is a believer there, and he has to shine, and he has to be. And sometimes in our Christian life, we always think that we might think, some of us, that being a Christian, everything is going to be plain sailing. But not so. The word teaches us that you're going to be put into trials and tribulations. But even in the circumstances, it's irrelevant, the circumstances, again, but you can still have the presence of God. And as they travel with the ship, Paul warns them, and they don't give heed to his warnings. And then, this is the worldly vision, is that we can do whatever we think, we know what we do, and then when everything falls apart, the last resort, and that's when people come to the Lord and they say, Lord, we acknowledge you. And I just want to read here 5 verses, and this is when all hope is lost, and they encounter this huge storm at sea. And let's just read together from verse 20 in Acts 27. And it says, now, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me, and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of God, to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. What an amazing testimony of Paul's encounter with Jesus in a storm. And when all the people saw Paul and saw the presence of God in him and the authority that he speaks with, they submitted. And I just want to recall another story of also on a shipwreck. And this happened about 300 years ago, when John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, was also on a ship towards America. And he was already a taught theologian. And there was these Moravians on board of the ship. And the Moravians, there was a revival in Germany. And these Moravians, they had a 24-hour prayer network. And for 100 years, they had this. And out of this was birthed a lot of missions, people going for missions. And they had such a humility and such a love for Christ. And the presence of the Lord was with them wherever they were. And on this occasion, John Wesley was watching these people in this big storm. And when everybody was in panic, these Moravians got together, they worshiped God, and they had the peace of the Lord. And John Wesley afterwards went to them and asked them, weren't you afraid? And this guy said, no, we're not afraid. And he said, I don't have what you have. I need what you have. And John Wesley got saved because the presence of God was in the Moravian. And he could see that. And this is the story that I could see with Paul. And there was favor on Paul's life, but it was terrible circumstances. And as we also go in this time and this journey with so much uncertainty and so much storms in a lot of people's lives, do you have the peace of the Lord? Do you have the presence of the Lord in your life? And this is the one thing that we all need in our lives. Proverbs 3:25 says, trust in the Lord. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. And I would just like to pray for us this morning that you can take heart that the Lord Jesus loves you. He loves each one of us, and He's waiting for us. He stands at the door and He knocks, and it's up to us to open the doors of our hearts and let Him in, and make sure that everything that is not pleasing to Him can be taken out. And this is what we have called. We are called for a time like this. So I just want to bless you and pray the peace of the Lord Jesus on each one of you. And may God bless each one of you. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you have made us for a time like this. Thank you, Lord, for your word, that you are the truth, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And Lord, thank you that you've made us for a time like this. And thank you, Lord, for community. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. And Lord, without your Spirit, we can do nothing. So Lord, I pray for each person listening today, Lord, that you'll shine your face upon them, Lord, that you will show and reveal your love for them. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come and submit and say, Lord, we worship you. And we just give you all the glory, Lord. And we pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.